Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer. We are now
allocating a prayer at the beginning of the program. So I would just like for you, all of those that will, to bow your heads as we go in prayer on tonight. Father God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for enabling me to just be in the midst of your people on tonight. We are just assembled around the world, God, on one accord, as your disciples, God, as your messengers, to deliver the good news to all of those that has an ear to hear what thus says the Lord, what the Spirit has to say to the churches. God, I thank you. And Lord, I thank you for being able to, for me to be able to come before your people tonight with a rhema word. Somebody is needing a word from you tonight, God. Somebody don't know that you love them, God. Somebody out there in digital radio land, God, don't know that there's a God that sit high and look low. God, it's a person out there that don't know that you are a healer. God, there's somebody out there that the doctor has given them bad news, God, that has turned them over to cancer, God. But we know that you are a healer, God. We know that by your 39 stripes that you are a healer, God. And we ask you, God, to speak healing to that body, God, to send that demonic cancerous tumor back to the pit of hell in which it came, God. We're asking you to bless those marriages, God, that's on the verge of breaking up, God, on the verge of divorce, God. For we know, God, that a family that prays together will stay together, God. We're asking you, Lord, to put on a mend, God, that marriage, God. Let that husband and wife come to you in secret prayer, God, in submission, God, for your will and your way for their future, God. We know, God, that whoever that you put together, God, let no one put asunder, God. We ask you, God, to touch that runaway child, that runaway son, that runaway daughter, God, that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, Father God. We asking you, God, to send that person, God, back home to their family, God. We asking you to touch, God, all of those that's out there, God, in radio digital land, God, that's using drugs, God, that's bound by drugs, God. We're asking you, Father God, to come in and touch and take away the taste, God. Take away the desire to use, God, and let them be a workman in your vineyard, Father God. And we ask you to go into the hospitals, God, those that's going in for an operation, a heart operation, God. We're asking you, God, to guide the physician hand, God. We ask you, God, to just send your angels encamped all around about them, Father God. We ask you to go into the convalescent homes, God, and heal there, Father God. We ask you, God, to go into the psychiatric ward, God, and put that mind that's trying to go in a way that it shouldn't go, God, to speak healing to that mind, God. Put it back on the straight and the narrow path, God, of thinking, God. Thinking clearly, God. Thinking civilized, God. Thinking in your way, God. To do your will, God, on your terms, Father God. And, Lord, we will be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, God. I ask you, Lord, to be in the midst tonight, God. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to do and say what you would have me to say, Father God. I know I won't be able to talk too long because I will be coughing probably here and there. But, God, I want you just to touch my lips of clay, God, and give me a rhema word for your people on tonight, God. I'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. And these and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name, and we will all say amen and amen. And if our guests would like to call in, I have allocated and set up a toll-free number. It's toll-free to you, our listeners. That number is 877-598-8654, 877-598-8654. So we will go on into our program, and we will bring you an A, B, and C selection on tonight. We would like for you to take a seat, get comfortable, and help to enjoy God with me. May God bless you.
When the sky is darkest, you can see the stars.
tonight, but I'm intending to come on with and lift up Jesus.
Here, there, and everywhere at the same time. So tonight, I serve notice to the enemy.
I hope you enjoyed that selection. And we're just going to bring the praises on to God tonight, because we come here to praise God, and we're going to praise him in spirit and in truth. And that's what God wants us to do, to praise him, praise his holy name for all the good things that he has done for us in our lives. We know that God has been good. He brought us through a brand new year that was not promised to us. And we got to give God some praise and some thanks, because he watched over us and kept all hurt and harm and danger from us. And we owe God. We owe God some praises, saints of God. So I want you to just sit wherever you are. I want you to just raise your hand and give God some praises. Raise your hand and give God a wave praise, because we can never give God all the praises that he is due, because everything that we do, we should do it in the glory and the honor of God. And I just thank God tonight, because he's worthy to be praised. God is worthy of all of our praises. I always say, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough, because God has done so much for me until, saints of God, I cannot even tell it all the things that God has done in my life. But I'm here to tell you, I know I can praise him. I got a voice, and I can use it, and I can tell the goodness of Jesus. So tonight, I won't be able to just preach in its entirety tonight. I want to kind of entertain you with another selection or two, and then kind of bring in a rhema word along the ending of our program, because I don't want to go to coughing in your face tonight. So I will just kind of entertain you with a little more music, and then I will come in and give you what God has given unto me. So I would like for you to just keep your listening ear, and I hope that you enjoy the program on tonight. So I want you to be blessed right now.
Oh!
enjoyed that one, and I think I'm going to do one last one, and then I'm going to bring you a little word of the Lord. So listen up, saints.
Yeah, this song was called Rock the Mighty House.
Into the you know, into the mic. I don't want to do that. I want to, you know, be able to talk with you and everything, you know, and just talk the times that I don't have to cough. Because a lot of the times when I have to cough, what I'll do, I will go and, you know, just try to cough somewhere, you know, where it don't pick it up, you know. So I would just like to play this last one.
I'm reminded of the time when I found Jesus at an early age. Actually, at the age of 14, I realized that I was a God child and a Jesus kind of man. And it's good to know that you're a God child, that you're a Jesus kind of man. Because when you know that,
was an angel. He wasn't always I guess just wicked is the word that would describe him best. He wasn't always wicked like he is today. He's walking, the Bible says, 2 and 4, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is busy, saints of God, like never before. But I just wanted to share this with you, that Satan wasn't always that way. Satan was a chosen angel that God had as his watchman. That's what he was. He was a watchman for God. And God had him to do assignment. But he got so wrapped up into himself until he just lost all thought on what God plans that he had for Satan, which now he's our adversary. He always, like I said, coming in where he's not welcome. You can have private on your door. You can have do not enter on your doorknob. And the devil will just bombard what you've said. He just omit and overlook the sign that you have on display. And he will just come on in and do what he wants to do. He just come on in and he'll just, you know, just make your day the worst day that you've ever encountered in all your life. He want to come and he want to crash your party. He is a party crasher. He is a home wrecker. He is a marriage breaker. The devil is, everything about the devil is of no good. But I just wanted to share with you tonight briefly, because like I said, I don't have that much time left on tonight. But I just want to share with you that if the devil have had his way with you all of your life, I would like to come and let you know, just put it on air and put it on, you know, like the open range, to let you know that you don't have to live for the devil. You can serve God because we have a choice. The Bible says to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. And so he left us with a free will to choose who we wanted to serve. And I want to let you know tonight, before I go, before I leave this airway tonight, that God loves you and he cares about you. And he don't want you to be lost. He don't want you to die and go to that place of hell, fire, and brimstone. God do not want you to go there. He don't want anyone to go there, because that's the worst place that man or woman could ever encounter. But I want to serve you notice on tonight that Jesus is knocking at your door tonight. Jesus is waiting for you to open up the door and welcome him into your life, and to be your Lord and Savior, and to live inside of you, and to be the head of your life. He wants to be the head, not the tail, but God wants to be number one in your life. He wants to come in and free you from those demons that's running rapid inside of you, those spirits that have you to go out and do things that you know is not right in the eyesight of God. That the God that will tell you that you are not alone, that you don't have to continue in the lifestyle that you're living, that you can be free, that you can be set free. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from alcohol. You can be delivered from crack cocaine. You can be delivered from everything that binds you. Because God, when he came, God said that everything that he created was good. So we know that you wasn't always bound by alcohol. You weren't always bound by drugs. You weren't always bound by chasing women. You weren't always bound by going to the club. You weren't always bound by running after another woman's husband. We know that that is the devil, our adversary, at his best, trying to lead you down a road and a path of destruction. But I want you to know tonight that God is willing, ready, and able to save you, to free you, and save you from your sins, and welcome you into his new kingdom, to be his disciple, and to go and tell the world, go and tell your co-workers, go and tell your home girl. Go and tell your in-laws. Go and tell your aunt, your uncle, and all those that you are in circle with to tell them about this man that you met named Jesus, that he can save you and deliver you and have saved you and have delivered you from all your sins. And now you're a new Christian now. Now you got a new walk. Now you got a new talk. Now you got a new way of wearing your clothes. Now you got a new way of wearing your hair. Now you got a new walk. You got a new vocabulary. And God can come in and he can just clean you up from head to toe, make you brand new, make you look like you stepped out of Saks Fifth Avenue, Tiffany. God is that kind of God. He will dress you up to his liking. All you got to do is accept God. And tonight is the acceptable time to accept God. Why he's near? Because God said he's not going to always be where we can reach him. So God said that, call upon him while he may be found. Because God wants to deliver you from whatever that have you bound. You can be loose of those shackles tonight. You can be loose. And I just wanted to share with you tonight that Jesus loved you. Jesus loved you, and I love you as well. And I want you to know that you got a friend in Jesus. You got a friend that stick closer than a mother. A friend that stick closer than a brother. A friend that stick closer than a father. A friend that stick closer than anybody that you've ever met in your life. God is that kind of God. And he wants to be your Lord and to live inside of you. And I wish and I hope that you will ponder these thoughts tonight. Where would you like to spend your eternity? Would you like to spend your eternity living with Christ, living in that great beyond? Or would you like to live in that place of darkness that will be crying and gashing of the teeth? And you'll just be tumbling around and tumbling around. And you'll never reach the bottom. Because the Bible says that it is called the bottomless pit. That what God calls it is the bottomless pit. And I know no one in their right mind want to miss heaven and go to hell. Because hell is a place of eternity. That you will burn, the Bible says, forever and ever. But God have another place that he has prepared for us. And he said that he go to prepare a place for you, that where he is, ye may be also. That in his Father's house is many mansions. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have told you. So when God come back to crack that cloud, saints of God and friends and you listeners out there in digital radio land, God wants to carry you into that heavenly city called heaven. The streets that's not sprayed on, they're not brushed on, but they're paved in gold. They've got pearly gates up there. Nothing up there is artificial. Everything is, A grade. You know, when you buy a pair of shoes and you spend $200 or $300 for them, you know that's a good pair of shoes. If you go buy a suit and you buy a suit, $500 suit, you know that's a bad suit. That's an expensive suit. And that suit will last you a lifetime. Well, God is that same God. He has a heaven that's waiting on you, that you can spend eternity without end with him. And I just hope that I've said something to inspire you on tonight and to ponder your mind and your heart to just give your life to Christ. While you still have an opportunity, while God is still knocking at the door of your heart, won't you please let him in? Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And I tell you, that just be the best thing that you ever could have done, is accept Christ into your life and to be your Lord and Savior. And I just hope that you enjoyed the program on tonight, even though it was brief. But, you know, next time, maybe, you know, I'll have the program in its entirety. But now, like I said, I'm under the weather. And so I hope that I've given you something to ponder on tonight, and I'd like for you to listen in again. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your host, Pastor Ben, Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy and the state of California, / No Balance Ministry with co-pastor Shirlene Cook of Livermore, California. I'd like for you to listen in again, if you will. So I'm going to take it out. God bless you. See you next week. Bye for now. Bye for now.